All at once we saw them. Two big gray coyotes eating something in the snow up ahead. I bristled up and went on the attack. Slim saw him too, and he came right behind me with his horse in a gallop. We flew past the heifer and took after the coyotes. I would have gotten more serious about the chase if Slim hadn't pulled his gun and started blasting. When I heard the zing of the first two bullets, I veered off to the right and let him have the coyotes. I mean, I've worked around cowboys long enough to know that where pistols are concerned, what they hit ain't necessarily what they aim at. If Slim wanted to empty his gun at those coyotes, that was okay with me. I'd watch from the rear. Well, he emptied his gun, and the coyotes gave him the slip, and I watched from the rear. He came back with a tired horse and a face that was red from the cold. Well, they got away, Hank, and I don't think I did any more than scare him a little bit. I could have told him. He rode over to where the heifer was standing over the dead calf, what the coyotes had left of it, and shook his head. I guess we'd better drive these heifers down into the home pasture where we can watch them a little closer. We can't have any more of this. I walked over to Slim. When the heifer saw me, she started shaking her horns and came after me again, chased me up around Slim's horse until finally she got tired and gave up. Boy, she's in a hostile mood. Better stay away from her, Hank. She sure thinks you're a coyote. We left her there, loped out to the back side of the pasture, and started looking for cattle. Lucky for us, we found them all in two bunches near the windmill. We got behind them and drove them south and put them through the gate into the home pasture. Then we headed back toward headquarters. We got there around noon. Slim went on down to the corral and put up his horse, and I went looking for Drover. Naturally, I went straight to the machine shed, expecting to find him sound asleep on Slim's overalls. I peeked in the door, looked around. It was awful dark and gloomy in there. Drover? I heard him whimper, and I stepped inside and went towards the sound. Had to go all the way back to the north end, and found him amongst the windmill parts and the electric fence chargers. What are you doing back here?
Oh, Hank, they came back. I tried to run them off, but they beat me up.
Wait a minute. Who came back and beat you up? Coyotes?
No, those stray dogs, Buster and Muggs and the others. I went up to bark at the mailman like you told me, and they jumped me on my way back. I never had a chance.
I can believe that.